A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It was, what, 3 months ago? Three and a half? Four? I don't know. City Limits, myself, and Pauly Pavilion sat right here and made our pirate predictions. I fear for what I may have said. I fear for it. They're on pace. Well, they're on pace to finish 81 and 81, correct? They're 500 right now. I think they're going to get better. Their schedule is also the fourth toughest in all of baseball based on winning percentage so far. So they could conceivably get better and still not have a 500 record in the second half, Paul. But I think they will.
Well, I always think back to Clint Hurdle when one of these people people that covered the Pirates for one of these various, there's like this cottage industry of blogs and everything else, and one of those guys who was one of these super analytic guys always used the phrase on pace.
Yeah.
And finally he asked Clint Hurdle a question, and you could tell Clint was just at the end of this guy throwing all these numbers and all this other stuff, and he goes, well, I'll have to defer to you because you are on pace guy. We all started
OPG.
Hurdle didn't usually go there, but he was usually patient. But with that, he was like, "Well, you're on pace, guy."
Well, it's kind of like Destiny's Child predicting the return of Jared Jones. Managers don't like predictions.
Oh, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting the date out there.
So there you go, Paul. We were all Nostradamus before the season. Let's go back to that fateful day in late March when all three of us made our pirate predictions. We're going to play a couple minutes of these, and whenever we want to cut it, we'll raise our hands. You can cut it, and we'll comment on it. Does that sound good, City Limits?
I love it.
Paul, let's go back in time to when we recorded our Pirates time capsule.
Okay, let's do it.
You have the Pirates at 78. I have them at 79 wins. Limits, what do you got?
I officially picked 85.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm
Bailey Falter for the Cy Young, maybe?
I'm thinking more 81, 82, 83, but 85 with the assumption Jared Jones is that pitcher that they claimed they were going to add but never did.
Paul, we look foolish there. City Limits looks great.
What did he say, 83?
85.
Why does he look more foolish? You said 78, and what did I say, 79, and you said 78, or we said 78, 79?
Yeah, you're right about that. We don't look foolish. He looks better than us right now.
Why? Did he say 79 or me?
Let's go back and find out.
You have the Pirates at 78.
Okay, so you said 78.
Yeah. I said 79.
Right.
He said 85.
All right, so 79. What's 82? So what's 81 and 81? What's 81 minus 2?
79.
Okay, what's 81 plus 2?
81.
81 plus 2.
83.
83. What did he say?
85.
I don't know. So we're all right. I said 85,
my point
I guess.
Is, my point is you're two games closer than he is. And I'm one game closer than he is.
Yeah, we were better than you on those predictions limits. Paul is right. And his math skills are
what?
Superior.
Well, Paul thinks I'm not. Paul, can you explain the 500 thing again?
They're on pace to finish 500. Me and him were closer to a 500 prediction than you. You went way over.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're going to be over 500.
And what I'm saying is your prediction is four games off the pace. Yours is two, mine is three.
Right.
So we're better than him.
Exactly.
I understand the point.
The other day I got him all rattled with the old journalism, AP style, whatever you want to call it, that when you are – so let me ask you a question. When you are, let's say, 40 – let's say you're 30 and 40.
Yeah.
How many games under 500 are you?
10.
10.
5.
No, it's 10.
5. You've played 70 games. What is 500 if you've played 70 games? How many wins?
35.
35. Thank you. Beat
he
it.
Is smart on math.
Beat it.
Yeah, but that's not baseball
beat
terminology.
It.
That's math terminology.
Beat it. Bye.
Well, wait a second, though. Ah, forget it. I don't want to argue that. Let's go back to the tape. Breakout player for the Pirates. Who? Who's going to be the breakout player? I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'll say, I mean, this seems obvious, but I don't care when he gets here. It's going to be Paul Skenes. Maybe one of you will say Jared Jones. Maybe one of you will say somebody else.
Well, I mean, breakout player to me is guy that we kind of know has talent that needs to finally get it done. Like, you know what I mean?
You're going to pick Jared Triolo, aren't you?
No. No.
You're going to pick Bailey Falter.
Hank Davis.
Oh, Hank Davis. I like
that's
that.
That's the one that's the answer for me.
Oh boy, that hurts. Paul.
That one is as bad as it gets. That's as bad of a prediction as it gets.
Well, what did City Limits say?
Hank Davis is going to be he's going to prove that he can be a catcher full time in major leagues. And I believe he's going to have the kind of breakout at the plate that we've been waiting for.
Limitless one, what do you say?
I'm shaking my head because that's my answer as well. Davis only hit .213 last year.
Yeah.
He's the only guy to ever hit two home runs off Shohei Ohtani in a game.
I do. That potential was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, in Anaheim.
Yeah.
That's the potential I think he lives up to this year.
I'll bet Ohtani wasn't trying that day.
Maybe not. Hmm.
Boy, that
made it look really bad.
I hurt for both of you, Paul. But I understand why you said it.
That one tough. That one's tough.
All right, let's go back to the tape. Limits, play the tape.
Pick again, Joe?
I pick Skenes.
I'll go with Jared Jones, though.
Jared Jones. I think he's going to be interesting.
Jones / Triolo. I like what Triolo brings, too.
What does he bring?
Versatility, but they're going to keep him at second base. A good bat. Not a lot of power, but well, the ability to hit doubles and drive in runs.
Yeah, I actually think he's a really, really soft-handed fielder. I like him there.
You want to go one at third.
He got to hit a little bit, though. I know he hit a little, but he has no power.
No. Three home runs last year.
Of course, a two off Ohtani in a game this year, I'll bet.
Well, I mean, I think if, yeah.
His translator might too.
Oh, yeah. Ohtani might bet that as well. I think that, you know.
How do you translate Hank Davis into two home runs in the same game? That's my question. Sorry, Paul.
What do you think? Here's my thing. You could also go with O'Neal Cruz.
Sure you could. He really hasn't broken out yet.
As the breakout player, who's going to be a breakout player? Because O'Neal Cruz has been a lot more of wow. But in terms of actually doing it consistently over the long season.
He's never had a full season.
He hasn't even had a full season yet.
98 total games in his career.
That's
so
amazing.
I mean, to me, if he hits 40 home runs, that would probably consist of being a breakout
30
player.
30 would be. A huge breakout.
30 or 35, right? Yeah. I mean, but what about Henry Davis? What would he have to do to constitute a breakout player? To me,
that's a good radio tease. Let's talk about it next.
So I look pretty bad picking Henry Davis there, tied with Paul. And then eventually, I mean, we came to the conclusion that we want to have somebody different for everybody. So going with Jared Jones slash Jared Triolo looks very good at first and very bad in the other end.
One Jared looks good, one looks bad. That probably needs to be edited just down to our predictions, city limits.
It does, rather than the full segment.
So let me ask you guys, Paul, you ready for some second half questions here? Will Paul Skeens go undefeated this season?
No.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No, I think he'll lose at least one game.
No, he will not go undefeated.
I say he will. I think Paul Skeens is going to finish the season 12-0. I think he will, and you're taping this for future reference.
Yes, it tapes on radio.
All right. Will Joey Bart become the regular catcher in the second half of the season, Paul?
Yes, I already said that when you had Gormley. When you had Gormley the Owl on, yes.
I think he's going to, too.
No, I think they're going to give the reins back to Henry Davis at some point, and they're going to move back and forth between him and Bart. Bart's still going to be on the team in a
what
key
about
component.
Grandal?
I think Grandal eventually is going to be gone.
All right. Second half breakout player, Paul. Who's going to bust out who's been either disappointing or not even here so far?
Wow.
I say Key Brian Hayes. I think he's going to bust out with a big couple months, as a matter of fact. It wasn't just that he got hits in that last series. It's the way he's swinging the bat. I feel some power coming along. I think he's going to be good.
Well, how about, that's tough because, you know, I mean, Reynolds is already playing great. I mean, the obvious answer is Sawinski, I guess. I'll go with Jack Sawinski.
Do you really believe it'll happen, though?
I don't. But I mean, who else is really a good candidate for that kind of breakout player of the year? I mean, looking at their pitchers, all of their pitchers have been pretty good. All of their relievers, for the most part, have been pretty good. You know, Joey Bart is what he is. Tellez has already started to break out. Nick Gonzalez has been pretty consistent. O'Neal Cruz is you know, playing pretty well, and you know, I think he'll do what he does. You picked Ke'Bryan Hayes. There's not many other options for me, so I'll go with Sawinski.
Have we already considered Luis Ortiz to have had a breakout in the last couple of starts?
That's what I'm saying.
So Luis Ortiz
I'm
is
talking
off the
about
table.
Somebody who's going to break out in the second half. Somebody who's not look, doing well, who is going
to
break
Henry
out.
Davis, I have to stick with it. I just cannot see
You are not
a
letting
world,
go of Hank Davis.
I cannot see a world where he struggles this mightily. I just can't see it.
I'll tell you what. I thought Shelty yesterday when I said, basically, do you expect Henry Davis to be part of your second half? He did not say yes.
No. He basically said, well, Henry Davis has to play better, period. And if he doesn't, so long.
You're sticking to your Henry Davis guy. All right, Paul. Who's gonna see their numbers reduced in the second half? Who's going to be, I won't call it a second half flop, but who's going to recede in the second half? I'll start. I think that between injury and maybe fatigue and maybe the numbers going up anyway, that Jared Jones is not going to be the guy that we – I don't know that we're going to see the Jared Jones from the beginning of the year again this season, at least not for a prolonged stretch. I'm going to go with him. You?
Well, I'm going to go with the model that Rowdy Tellez gets traded.
Hmm.
So – and I'm going to go with the model that Reynolds is probably going to regress.
Regress is the word I was looking for.
He's probably going to regress to a little bit, but he'll still be good. I mean, but he's been so ridiculously good. He's not going to quite be it. But so I think he'll be fine.
But he's going to regress. He's a good pick for regression.
I think,
stick with that one. I like that one.
That was my pick. Stick with it.
Reynolds?
Stay with it. Stay with Reynolds. Who else is coming to mind?
It's going to come back to earth?
I mean, if Skeens pitches to a 2-3 ERA in the second half, he will have regressed.
Slightly. I mean, he's down 40 points off
of
his ERA.
Yeah, it's hard to believe he wouldn't regress.
How about Bailey Falter?
There you go.
How about Bailey Falter?
That's a great pick
by
Paul.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think Colin Holderman's going to regress a little bit, and we're starting to see the signs of it. Or his ERA is going to be more 2-5, maybe 3, compared to in the ones, as it's been most of the year.
Will the Pirates make the playoffs, Paul?
Yes.
I said 85 was enough to get them in at the start of the year. I'm sticking with it. They'll barely squeak in.
I say yes as well. And I say that based on the number I mentioned earlier. Since Paul Skeens got here, since he walked through those doors, they're an 88 win team. They're 31-26. They're a good team with Paul Skeens on it. They really are. Over 57 games. Why would that change? I think they're going to get better. I honestly believe that Hayes is going to start to hit. I think that the bullpen is in the best shape it's been in all season, and I think the pitching staff, top to bottom, even with a little regression from Jared Jones, is going to be outstanding in the second half. And really, mostly to the point, the teams around them stink. So I think that, you know, if we're picking the Pirates to be troublesome in a seven-game playoff series, why wouldn't they be troublesome in a four-game series against the Diamondbacks with a lot at stake? I think they're going to make the playoffs, barely eke in. I think they may wind up in a one-game tiebreaker. Who do you pitch in that game?
Game 183.
Game 163.
Or 163.
Who do you pitch in that game, Paul, if everybody was available? You got to go Skeens, right?
Of course.
You have
Let's
to go
Skeens. Let's say Skeens pitched the day before, though. Then you got to pitch Keller.
Let's say Keller. Skeens and Keller pitched the 2 days before.
You throw Jared Jones.
Do you?
Yeah.
I might throw Ortiz.
I might throw Marco Gonzalez. He's been
good this
year.
Do you want to make the playoffs? Yeah, he hasn't pitched in a month. We've only seen him like four times.
Gonzalez, here's the problem. Gonzalez and Perez won't be on the team either.
You think they're going to trade them both?
I think they'll both get traded. At least one of them's gone.
One of them's going.
At least one.
Holy corn follicles. I don't think they'll trade him.
They just don't have enough room.
Gonzalez is good.
They'll trade at least one of them. Watch.
Or one will at least go to the bullpen.
All right. That should do it. We have the big boy next. We'll go back to the, what will their final record be, by the way? What will their final record be, Paul? You sticking with 78? You got to go up a little from that. I went with 79. I'm going to say.
Sticking with 78.
I'm going to go to 86. How do you like that? 86 and 76. What are you going with, Paul?
I'm going with 78.
Sticking with 85.
Why do you think that they're going to have a losing record in the second half? Why do you think this is not... Wait a second. You just said they're going to make the playoffs.
That's true. I just don't like changing my prediction from the beginning of the season.
I know. Bob's the same way. But now so, you have to.
So I'm going to go 84 wins.
That's fair.
That'll get them in. 84 will get them in.
Would you like some Pirate news?
Yes, I would.
According to very own Destiny's Child.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
AAA Indianapolis released Domingo Germán yesterday per the MILB's transactions page.
That was a weird signing from the very beginning. But we know, and Shelty will tell you, that when Destiny's Child speaks, everybody listens. He knows exactly what he's talking about. At all times.
You know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting a date out there.
There we go. Paul, that was a weird signing, given Domingo Germán's sort of ugly history off the field.
Yeah.
It just...
I'm not sure. And the thing about it...
It was really a stupid risk to take, unless if it was accompanied by...
I'm not sure why do that for a guy. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to take a shot at a guy... Make it somebody that legitimately really could go help you win.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, if I'm going to take the PR hit, I'm probably going to go after, what's the guy in the Mexican league that everyone wants?
Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, because that guy has actually proven that, hey, if he's right, and it looks like he's right based on what he's doing down there, he can help us win. I'll never understand these teams that take a chance on a guy with shady backgrounds or whatever, who might not be that good.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.